friends out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the podcast about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously, the best little Horde house in Azeroth, a podcast we call Horde House for short. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 5 or 6 hours with my co-host. Say hello, of course, to the one, the only, Extifer.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Extifer?
Great.
So
you?
I'm good. What do you hope to accomplish on tonight's show, Extifer?
I'm not going to make any penis jokes tonight.
Why would you do something like that? Like, that's why people listen.
That's why people see. I don't want to be a one-trick pony where people just like listen to the show just because they want to hear the new penis joke, which isn't really new because I steal all of my stuff. I feel like I need to focus on something new. So I'm plan on going to church and not thinking about penis.
Could you make a joke about vagina? Maybe. I mean, would that be okay?
See, I don't know enough about vaginas to make jokes about vaginas.
I'm just going to let that one be and introduce our special guest. We have two guests tonight because I wanted to have
kind of flobbity. They look like flowers.
A lot of people on tonight because we have actual Warcraft news, like a lot of it going on this week. And, well, Extifer is not playing WoW, so let's get on some people who I know are playing a lot of WoW.
Alrighty.
Say hello first off to the one, the only, Miklatov.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I have to cough, so hold on.
Okay, I'll just wait here while you do
there
that.
There we go, I'm better.
All right, so how's Kansas?
Really?
That was, how's Kansas?
Well, I mean, that's the level of excitement.
That's what I do here, I guess, like Kansas.
Yeah. Think there's a lot of people in Kansas that play WoW?
I don't know. Let me go do a poll real quick.
All right. While you're doing
I'll
that,
I'll just yell out the window.
All right. Hey, John boy. You playing the Warcrafts?
Oh,
I don't know if I Kansas all of this. That was bad.
I can't believe we had to go through like 5 different intros just to get to how's Kansas.
Sorry, I'm having a bit of Anderson Cooper problems tonight. Anyway, right. Let's say hello as well to welcome back. I don't remember how long it's been since he's been on the show. Probably a long
time. By problems, he means diarrhea.
Say hello to Grandpa Warcraft is back tonight.
I don't know how to respond to diarrhea and all that, but it's good to be back mm-hmm. with my people.
So, Grandpa Warcraft, how's Kansas?
Kansas is flat and full of queers.
Oh, is it? I didn't know. Is it like?
I don't know. I know of one at least.
Is it the new like P-Town? All right.
It's New Castro.
All right. Anyhow.
Oh, God. I'm moving.
Here's what I...
I think it's filled with vagina.
Here's what I really want to ask, because we do talk about Warcraft occasionally on the show, but actually I want to talk about real life. Because you know what they say? Real life is greater than Warcraft. And we're starting the show late tonight, and it's not just about my giggle fits that caused us to start the show after 5 takes. But Frat Matt, you were a little late to the show. I call you Frat Matt because that's what I know you as IRL. You were a little late to the recording tonight, and I wanted to talk about why. Why were you late to the recording tonight?
Well, I live in San Francisco, California now. I relocated from Sacramento, and I took the bus here. Bus was a little bit late, but on the way coming back from the bus, a buddy of mine who's meeting me here to go out to the clubs later tonight said, oh, by the way, just so you know, there was a shooting outside your apartment about half a block away. 3 people got shot at the MAC-10.
Oh,
just fine. Wanted you to know. And, of course, I'm sitting in a bus full of residents that live in my apartment complex. So I come home, and sure enough, there's police tape and detectives and other important
like literally outside your door, or
like you, if you and Rob, you've been to my apartment. If you actually crane your head out my window and look to the left, you see police tape and police cars and people taking statements.
Think
and
you
people
live
having hot sex?
I think you live in the ghetto.
In a ghetto? Yes, I need to move, and come Monday, the property management company is going to be hearing about it.
Awesome. All right.
But well, I'm safe. Thanks for asking, Rob. I'm safe and fine.
Well, clearly, I mean, you're on this show. I mean, if you weren't safe.
Rob, I would do the show if I had a bullet lodged in my ass cheek. You know that.
Well, at least there's a lot of fat there. All right.
Bitch!
Anyhow.
Wow.
Come on. He left himself wide open for that one.
Wow.
Not as wide open.
Not as open as yeah. Vagina, apparently, for extra for
Can we
there,
talk so. About Warcraft? Because, you know, we do build this as a Warcraft
not.
Show. And it's a big news week. There's like so much going on in Warcraft. Like so much.
I know. I got another 85. So
all right.
That's the big news of the week.
Well, let's talk. Let's start with you, Miklatov, because we always like to check in with our guests. No, we're going to start with you and talk about what's new with your character. So you have a new 85. What's your new 85?
I don't remember. Which one was it? Oh, the shaman. He's a shaman.
So you have an 85 shaman. What kind of shaman?
A stupid unicorn goat.
I meant like a resto or an elemental or...
Well, of course it's going to be resto. We know I hate everything else that's not healing.
So you're leveling one of every healer, right?
I know. I've already got one of every healer to 85 already now.
I see.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's sad, huh?
I know, it's not. It's fun. You get to choose the most powered one, you know, with each patch and go with that.
Yeah, except for priests, because I don't like playing priests. So even if they became super awesome, I won't touch it because it's a priest.
Well, see, now here's the thing. Here's the thing, Miklatov. I seem to remember last time you were on the show, or maybe this was two times ago. I don't remember. But you were really hating on druids and about how
Because they're dumb.
But yet...
They're still dumb.
What's your main right now that you're rating?
A druid.
So why are you a big hypocrite? I don't understand.
Oh, no.
You should know this by now. Shane just... He's like... His, you know, focus like moves from one thing to another like within the span of like 2 minutes.
So, but you weren't on your shaman last night. So, where's your focus right now?
My paladin. That's a human. He's like 29. He's about to be 30.
Because your other paladin is a horde paladin.
Yes, and I will never move. Well, I'll never change him to an ugly alliance character unless they had high elves. Then I would do it in a heartbeat.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is the horde more beautiful than the alliance?
Because it's got a blood elf. I'm gonna play an ugly human paladin and like it.
There's
like,
actually
I'm tolerating it right now.
Actually, Shane, you playing a blood elf makes a lot of sense. So that's all right. I'm not gonna question you further on that. What else have you been trying to accomplish in the game since we last spoke? What's like your Warcraft goals right now?
My Warcraft goals. I want to get my druid tier 12 gear because I want him to look like a tree. But not like in tree form, but like a geary tree.
An actual tree.
No, because he doesn't look like an actual tree with tier 12, but it looks cool. And I don't really have anything I'm doing in the game. So I don't have a real goal. That was just, you know, on the fly crap.
All right. You're breaking up anyway, so.
What?
You getting that?
Yeah, you sound like a robot.
You're getting that thing they call the Dalek voice on Skype. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I'll just quit WoW.
Well, yeah, if you're playing WoW, that's probably what's causing it. So, anyway.
All right. I'm not
let me move on to Grandpa or Matt. How are you, Grandpa?
Good. I'm looking up crime stats now. I don't see my shooting near my neighborhood, so maybe it didn't really exist.
Well, it is the SFPD, so give it about a few hours. But
that's right.
What's new with you? What character have you been playing lately? Do you have any characters that you prefer over others right now?
These days I have one of every type of 85 that's pretty geared out for end game rating. I have a 85 Shammy who's healer and enhancement. I have an 85 Mage who's Frost PvP and Arcane PvE. And then I have a tank. DK tank and Frost DPS on that. But after kind of playing all those and supporting my guild and whether I need tanking or DPS, I've realized we don't really have an 85 rogue right now that's currently active. So I'm actually working my rogue again, and she's got 4 pieces of heirloom gear, and she's leveled up 2 levels last night running 1 dungeon. So hopefully I'll get her to 85 and kind of having fun with that type of playstyle.
Heirloom gear is awesome for those people that just want to get like a million characters to level 85, at least if it's all on one server.
Hell yeah, and I've got 3 pieces that make it a 3% with that, and then what's the guild buff? Another 10%?
Yeah.
So 40% perk to experience gains plus rested and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's going to make leveling up to at least 60s or so, maybe even 70 a whole lot easier.
You know, it's a real bummer that, you know, later in the show, we're going to talk about the whole void storage thing. And we talked about it last week. And it was kind of fun to listen to not just our podcast, but like all the different podcasts out there last week, because it was everybody fucking speculating off what was posted on Facebook. And I'm actually – the problem is when you speculate, you sometimes leave yourself open to disappointment a little bit. So I have to admit, I really liked the idea that void storage was going to be some type of like trans server type of storage. which is not, we learned this week, that's not what it's going to be. But I was kind of disappointed because I was like, man, it would be so nice to just have all the heirlooms, just farm a bunch of stuff, get one of each heirloom, have it all in the box, and then you could just character ADD away. But I guess,
you know, though, I think that it opens the door to maybe that. I think that a lot of people think that it could possibly lead to it, though.
I hope so, but then again, Blizzard would lose the money off people transferring characters just to move heirlooms from one server to the other.
They can make it like a nickel and dime
thing. Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're concerned about them losing money, you know, come on.
I don't think they're going to lose tons of, but yeah, they're going to lose the money off character transfers, but I'm not exactly like worried about Blizzard losing money. I think they've got plenty of it coming in. Is somebody blowing their nose back there? What is?
No, I'm putting blinds. I'm looking at all the ghetto-ness.
Sounds like you're snorting cocaine in the background. Don't do drugs.
No. Snorting cocaine's two blocks away, and there's still cops outside. I'm locking my windows.
In the ghetto. All right. Anyhow, where was I before I was on my tangent on void storage? I don't know. Having character ADD, level everything to 85, it would be nice to have all the heirlooms, blah, blah, blah. So what are your – I guess since I asked Miglatov this question, I'll ask you too. What are like your Warcraft goals right now? Hello?
He's snorting cocaine.
Clearly.
Clearly.
It's to sleep, to nap. Grandpa, what's your goals in Warcraft right now?
My goals in Warcraft, I guess, are to get another 85, the leveling grinds back on, because that maybe a bit of raiding. Maybe now I'm getting geared up and my guild's getting to a point where we can do some more raiding, get into maybe the touch of Firelands, get some more ending game content. But the goal right now, I guess, is to level up another 85. I am over dailies. I refuse to do the new dailies because I am dailied out.
So you're going to find a way to do it without doing dailies?
I guess so. All right. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, by the time you level another character to 85, you should be, you know, ready to do dailies again, because it will have been a while.
maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. I had this realization last night. Like, damn, I'm grinding another tune, because on top of that, I've got a 71 Pally, a 74 Hunter on a different server as well. So,
well, then don't. It's your choice.
But they're Horde, and if I move them over to our guild, it's a double whammy of the cost to transfer them over. But I guess there's always Drenden.
That's right.
What server is that?
It's the server.
It's the server where the official
Horde House guild is there. And just because you quit playing there, Miglatov, doesn't mean everybody else had to.
My paladin's there, and he's awesome, but nobody's ever on when I occasionally go.
I run into people once in a while on there, but we're just not a huge show. Okay, We're a little dog and pony show that tells a lot of vagina jokes, thanks to Extrovert. All right. Yeah. So anyhow, I guess that's it for
Tuna.
What's new with you guys. Let's talk about our weeks in Azeroth, and how was your week in Azeroth. So what did you get done this week, Miklatov?
I got done with stuff.
That's so descriptive.
Oh my God.
I know our listeners are so glad they downloaded this show right now.
I totally thought you were going somewhere different with that at first. I'm like, I got done with stuff because you paused. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm trying to look up stuff on Phantasy Star Online 2. I'm sorry.
Wrong show.
There's like a 40-minute Force video somewhere, so I'm trying to find it. What did I do this week?
Yes.
What was it? Oh,
You know the segment we do every week on the show?
I raided. And during said raid, my graphics card decided it would like to break like 80 zillion times, and it's really starting to frustrate me.
But are you only having graphics problems in Throne of the Four Winds, or?
No, it's happened a lot in Cataclysm, and I don't know what the problem is. I actually talked about with somebody at work today, and he says my power supply might be the problem. Like, I might need some more power going to my card, but it's Throne of the Four Winds, Vortex Pinnacle, Lost City of Tolvir. Those three always break. Like,
so Oldham crashes your computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And questing there, too. I don't know what it is.
Sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Half of it sucks.
A lot of things in Cataclysm are real graphically intense, and some areas are more so. And I know that Lost City of Tolvir, especially.
You almost said toilet.
Yeah, I know.
Toilet.
Lost City of Toilet.
Yeah. Lost City of Diarrhea. Like at the very end, I noticed that my frame rate goes down, like, you know, when the weather changes. And I noticed a lot of it has to do with weather effects in the game.
And yeah,
I don't know if there's any way to turn off the weather effects anymore in the game. Is
well,
there?
I set my graphics all the way down to what's the lowest? I think it's just low. And I like set everything I possibly could to the lowest settings, and it still breaks. So I feel like I may just have to invest in a new graphics card or something.
Just buy a new computer.
If I had the money, I would
buy a whole new computer.
I really want to. Like, I need one.
You could sell something, and then you'd be able to afford it.
I don't have anything to sell.
What about yourself, who you live with? Body. Can you sell any of his stuff?
I'll sell his new computer he bought.
There you go.
Sell your soul to the
devil. I have good news and bad news. The good news is that I got a new computer. The bad news is that I don't know where yours went.
That's a great idea.
I think he'll buy it.
I think so too, actually.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
sounds right. Pretty plausible.
You sound like a Transformer again.
That's right.
I'm not playing WoW.
I'm not playing WoW.
I can't be downloading anything.
All right.
Is this what a prepubescent robot sounds like?
Apparently.
Because...
What? Because you just wait till you hear the show, Miklotov. All right.
It's like your auto-tune. It's like a T-Pain being auto-tuned.
Yes, you sound auto-tune right now.
You should totally sing, like, Back It Up or something. So that we can...
What the hell is Back It Up?
Songify this? You guys don't pay attention?
What is Back It Up?
Hey, I'm sorry. What is the Over the Rainbow song or Double Rainbow song? I have to get, you know, sing.
Why don't you sing some Kesha for us?
Yeah, there you go. There's the joke.
I don't even know her songs.
All right. Moving on. Look.
You just sang one.
All right. You have to sound more whiny when you do it. Like, I don't even know the name of her song. Then that's a catch.
Why do I have to be from Brooklyn?
Now it works.
Now you're back.
All right.
Ha ha! Take that.
All right,
I was
Grandpa.
Gonna say, is Kesha's a New York Jew? What?
No, Grandpa. Grandpa says the craziest things. Grandpa, how is your
pull my finger? Pull my fucking finger. No, my week in Azeroth was good. It rated a bit at the guild, which is good to see more content. It's good to provide that type of fun. My week also consisted of learning about these new dailies and reminding myself that I fucking hate dailies. I've been trying to get a new headpiece for my tank, which is still in a heroic blue, and everything else is purple. It's quite embarrassing. So I need my head to drop. And yes, I said it like that. I need to get some head. Aside from that, the rogue is going to be the new project for the time being. And since 4.3, I just have to say that I miss sheep pools. So RIP to the sheep pool. The game is not the same since.
You missed that? Shit, that shit got so much better.
Like, 6 years of playing a mage.
Oh,
and...
my God. Yeah, but do you know, like, how much more tolerable did Bastion of Twilight become after that little fix? Like, for real.
Tolerable, yeah. Easy, yeah. But there was an art to the sheep pool, and now I no longer can practice my craft.
Yeah, but, like, some people draw like a kindergartner when it comes to that art. And so I'm happy it changed.
They draw like they have Down syndrome. I fully understand. But... Yeah,
I'm not even going to go there.
No, I missed the art of the sheep pool, and I've got a tirade later to talk about regarding hunters.
Oh, well, please, by all means, why not start it now?
Oh, my God, hunters need to fucking die.
Why?
I know some very
nice hunters.
Rice Princess, if she decides to play longer than an hour,
she doesn't count because her WoW account's on hiatus. So
I know.
You don't have to worry about offending her, but I know other nice hunters.
And this is a guy, again, coming from my second tune ever was a hunter that I got up to 60 back in the day during vanilla. So I played a hunter.
I have an undead hunter, so you better watch it.
That's right. No. But so long story short, I was in a pug. I was tanking a pug ZG, a troll heroic pug, and I needed my valor points. And I actually came in literally at the end of the last boss of ZA for Hakkar and, like, sweet, easy valor points. An hour and a half later and 15 wipes later, we had
that's multiple... ZG, not ZA, right?
Oh, ZG, yeah, that whatever. Last... Troll Rook.
Oh my God, that happens all the time. That last boss in there is a terror.
I was so I was livid. So what was happening was it was a group of myself, a healer, and three DPS. But one of the DPS was always a hunter. The hunter was doing bullshit and he left. Then the finder pulled in another DPS, which was a hunter, and we had to kick him because he was also doing stupid shit. So we did another group. So basically, literally, four hunters came through our group for the last boss. No other ranged DPS, no other melee DPS. It was always a fucking hunter. And up until the last time, I finally just had to quit and leave it. I finally went off and typed in, like, all you motherfucking hunters are fucking huntards. All you have motherfucking Down syndrome, die in a fucking fire. I went off.
You're so polite, Grandpa. Been like, get off my lawn?
Were on my lawn and shitting on my lawn. Oh, my Jesus. And I had to go off on them. And the rest of the raid was like, yeah, all these hunters have been fucking sucking. So all hunters, you have proven yourself you're huntards. I have yet to see a decent hunter, save for maybe Rice Princess and Bobolina. And in our guild, but oh my god, I almost put my fist in my monitor. It was one of those rage quit.
What you need to do, okay, look, instead of name calling and all that stuff, you need to write their names down next time and call them out here on the program. That's what I did. And I still hate the Natural Fury Guild on the Tyrellon server for kicking me out because they didn't know how to fight that same last boss. So,
oh my god,
you can hold grudges. It makes you feel so much better.
Oh, hunters, yeah, so hunters are officially huntards. I have no respect for them anymore until they learn how to play their class. And how many times have hunters been fucking redone since vanilla? What, 12? I mean, they've had energy, they've had mana, they've had this mechanic, they've had that mechanic. Hunters need to just anyway.
The views and opinions expressed on this program. All right, it's time for Exifer's favorite part of the show, My Week in Azeroth. Yay!
What? Oh, I had a nightmare about WoW.
No, My Week in Azeroth, not Your Week in Azeroth.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right.
I was paying attention more to my Zuma, so go ahead.
My Week in Azeroth consisted of more raiding, of which my guild is 11 of 12 now. And we tried for some time to get Alakir, which is the 12th one we need to kill. And this is the great thing. We have phase 1 and 2 nailed. We never had a problem with phase 1 or 2, but phase 3 is wiping our raid every time because vehicle fights are bullshit. I guess technically phase 3 is not a vehicle fight because you're not in a vehicle, but when you're in that like three-dimensional, you got to use space to move up and all that shit, that's a vehicle fight. And Malagos was bullshit, Oculus was bullshit, Flame Leviathan was bullshit, and that's bullshit too. One of these days we'll get through the bullshit and clear the boss. Hopefully Monday, because I really want a Dark Phoenix now. Like, now that we're like so close to unlocking the Dark Phoenix for the guild, like, I really want that goddamn Dark Phoenix. So hopefully we'll get that.
But it's ugly. Why would you want it?
Because you can't even talk right. So whatever. All right.
Do I still sound bad?
Yes.
What?
What?
I don't know what's wrong.
No, just keep going.
Now he sounds like, I don't know if you ever played Impossible Mission on the Commodore 64, but he sounds like the voice when you're dying. Like the little robotic, forget it. All right. Also in my week, I decided to play my warrior again because, you know, the threat changes that are going on, which I don't even think Exifer remembered to put in the news, but there were...
Oh, yeah, threats being upped.
Threat was upped, actually, earlier. It was hotfixed in the game.
Oh, it was hotfixed. I thought it was going to be it was going to be part of the next patch.
No,
I didn't know that it was hotfixed.
Ghostcrawler posted his whole little thing about, you know, development and what it, you know, how hard it is to make WoW and everything. And it was basically talking about the threat mechanic and, like, we're going to up it to five times the threat or whatever. And that night, it was hotfixed in.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. It's already live. So after that happened, I was like, shit, maybe I can actually like tank with my warrior now. And I went to go play my warrior, and like I actually will quest as a tank because I feel it helps me learn my rotation and like popping my abilities when they're up and all that. Like, I don't like to go as DPS and then suddenly want to go tank an instance. So I actually will quest as a tank, and it's actually really fun. Like, I've always hated my warrior. The only reason I level my warrior to 80 is because I was leveling with somebody else. And it's like, well, once you start that kind of project, you can't go back really and make a new character. But now, like, I played last night, my warrior, it was really fun. Like, that whole victory rush and stuff, you could just go from monster to monster to monster. It's just awesome.
Very nice.
Yes. So Yeah, I had a really good time. So
I love tanking. I think it's really fun. And actually, you know, when I read that news that the threat was being upped, you know, I'm kind of apprehensive about things like that, because I think that they always do this where they say, okay, we're going to up the threat, and then, you know, later on we're going to take it away because, oh, then they become too powerful. And so it's just like, you know, yo-yo effect. Like, you know, we're going to give it to you, and then we're going to take it away, and then we're going to give it to you.
The thing to remember is they didn't up their DPS. They just upped the amount of threat generated by DPS.
But they've done that before.
So
I don't know. I mean, it's this whole thing where we're going to give you more damage, and that's going to give you more threat, but then they can't keep up with DPS, so now we're going to up your threat and lower your damage or whatever, you know. And I don't know. It's just it makes me kind of uneasy about, you know, the future. But I will say that if I do come back to WoW, when I do come back to WoW, I think I'd be more interested in tanking than healing. So I don't know.
Interesting. Just,
yeah.
You just want to be the leader.
Eh, you know, whatever.
Well, I like to tank because I like attention, and you get a lot of attention from all the mobs, and now I will have no difficulty holding their attention. So
I think tanking is a blast. I've always loved it. I just I liked healing more, and I think maybe that might be the thing that I need to change it up. You know, maybe I was just getting too stagnant. And
the other great thing about Warriors, like I say right now, they got this thing where like you cast Rend, which usually tanks didn't use before, but now you use Rend, and then you use Thunderclap, and it spreads the Rend to everybody that gets hit by the Thunderclap. So it's like you have a Consecrate. It's cool.
That's been like that for a while.
Yeah, that's how long it's been since I've really played my warrior.
Oh.
So I was kind of rediscovering warrior. My warrior's up from 80 to 81 and a half, so I've been playing her a little bit. So I'll probably get her to 85, because we don't really have a warrior tank in our guild. I mean, we have a warrior who tanks as an off-spec, but because he's like one of our only melee DPS, we never really have him doing tanking. So I don't know, it might be fun to take a warrior tank up. So
might be,
that's my plan. Otherwise, yeah, just doing the raiding, and I don't really do dailies now either. I got my little pet, the Scorchling or whatever, like last week, so I don't really do those anymore. I was working on Tol Bastard dailies last week a little bit, because I'm trying to get 200 marks of Tol Bastard so I can get the Drake. That's all.
Tol Bastard.
Yeah, Tol Bastard.
Gotcha.
All right. So that's it for my week in Azeroth. So, Extifer, how was your week not in Azeroth?
Well, I mentioned it earlier, but I had a nightmare about WoW.
So you had a WoW-infused dream.
Yeah, I totally resubbed, and that was the nightmare.
Did you wake up in a cold sweat?
Yeah, I was really upset.
Are you sure it wasn't an erotic dream?
I didn't wake up wet, so. Right. But no, my week was fine. I actually met a personal goal of mine, which was to, I've been doing more intense workouts, and today I finished officially a month of doing more intense workouts at the gym. So I feel good about that, and I'm going to go even further. And I'm noticing slight changes, you know, in my body, which is great, you know. So I'm just going to keep going and see where it takes me. Otherwise,
I'm working out more too. I actually have. I've made a commitment to working out. Yeah, I'm actually getting up and walking to the freezer to get the ice cream myself.
You're so funny.
Opposed to yelling at my roommate to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was Ellen who said, you know, I love to work out. I like taking long walks, and then I call a taxi and have him take me to the store and get my thing of fudge, and then I go home. I don't know. I like working out. I actually have enjoyed it a lot this, you know, past month. And I also this week, I've also been playing a lot of Hardcore Uprising on PSN. And it's so much fun.
So you're playing other games that just aren't WoW right now.
Yeah, yeah. I've been really keeping up, though, on the WoW news, though. I think that it's really interesting. And, you know, when we get to the news portion, you know, we'll be able to talk about that.
Well, we're just about there in the news portion, but I want to ask. Well, I want to ask you this real quick, since you know, you are kind of playing other games other than WoW right now. Are there any MMOs that kind of have your eye right now? Because Gamescom happened this week overseas, and some new information came out about, you know, Guild Wars 2, and some of the other MMOs that are coming out. Do any of the upcoming MMOs have your eye?
I think that I'm always kind of interested in learning about the new MMOs and everything, but I, as far as like trying them out, something really has to hook me in order for me to try it out. I was, I think, way too quick to go into Warhammer when it was, you know, when it was in its heyday, and I think I wasted a lot of time in it. So I don't know. I think that I'll see how they do initially. And, you know, we learned that, what is it, the Old Republic, they're artificially limiting their the downloads of the game. And
yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, so that their servers can run well, you know, on the launch day.
It's in theory, you kind of go, that's a really good idea. But then you look at that as a consumer and you go, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I'd like to see how well it does before I jump into it. Everything that I've read about it, like, it just screams WoW to me. So I'm like, I fall into that same, you know, thing where if it's so much like WoW, why don't I just go back to WoW? You know what I mean?
It's interesting you talk about that you're looking for the hook in whatever MMO it is that you're going to go look at. What is the hook that got you into WoW?
It was the atmosphere, the polish of the game. I don't know, like, I met a lot of people through it. I liked the storylines. I sort of liked PvP at the beginning. I don't know. It's really hard to, recall, like, what really brought me into the game. But before I knew it, I was hooked. So, I don't know. But at this point in time, I need something more than just the WoW mechanics.
You know what you need? You need Phantasy Star Online 2.
I was just about to say, Miglatov, I know, is getting hooked on Phantasy Star Online 2. What's the hook over there? Because Phantasy Star Online is a very different type of MMO.
Right.
I'm watching a video right now, so like I'm half paying attention to what you guys are saying. It's awesome. It's like, let's see, Phantasy Star Online, the first game, I totally almost failed senior year of high school because of that game. So it brings back a lot of good memories. And I really like the music, and it's like music now.
What about Phantasy Star Universe?
That game sucked. No, that game's awful. That's just disgusting.
But so what makes this game better?
It plays like Phantasy Star Online, so it's
Phantasy Star Universe played like Phantasy Star Online.
No, it didn't. No. Because I play a Force in all of these games, and they screwed them up in that game, and the costumes were dumb, and it looked like you were some, like, sports guy no matter what costume you wore, and they had ugly furries in there. But this game gets rid of that, and like the attack noises, because I'm watching this video, like I said, I was are the old noises from Phantasy Star Online, which is awesome. And the music just reminds me of the game because it sounds very similar, unlike Phantasy Star Universe. And I don't know, like, I'm really, really excited. I will ditch WoW in a heartbeat for this game.
Well, what about, I mean, it sounds like a lot of it is nostalgia for you.
Yes.
So, like, what about me, like, a player that didn't play the first one? Like, what could possibly bring me into that?
Well, do you like your action a little bit slower paced, maybe? And less, like, people yelling at you all the time because you screw up one little thing?
Maybe, I guess.
That this is for you. It's like like you just run around and hit things, or you run around and shoot things, or you run around and magic things. And like all the enemies look kind of different, but they're all basically the same enemy, and you get all these upgrades, and you look for red boxes because it's the best thing in the world when you find a red box, because it's like a rare item. Like, I know what I'm saying. It makes sense to Rob.
Yeah, but so now you're breaking up, so...
Yeah.
No, just,
you know what?
He'll have to do his Phantasy Star podcast in Auto-Tune Land.
So wait, can you rent movies in Phantasy Star Online because you have to find the red box?
Stop. All right.
What?
Well, you know what? The PSP ones had a freaking like
Pizza Hut,
Pizza Hut and KFC stuff in it.
All right, Miklatov, seriously, you gotta wait for your connection to get better because it's cutting out. Let me ask Grandpa real quick. Have you thought about cheating on WoW with anything?
The only thing I'll cheat on WoW would be Diablo 3.
That's kind of not cheating, though. Or if
it is totally cheating.
It's kind of like sleeping with her sister.
Hopefully the prettier sister, or in this case, prettier Gaijin.
That would still be cheating, though.
Well, it's not a full MMO, I guess, per se, but the only thing I could say cheating would be on would be the Old Republic coming out here in the next little bit. I would definitely try it and give it a try, but I am staunchly opposed to paying for two MMOs simultaneously. I will not do that.
See, mm-hmm. I have my eye on Guild Wars 2, because Guild Wars 2 looks pretty hot, and
it does look good.
You don't pay a monthly fee for Guild Wars, so it's okay.
Yeah, but you still have to buy the game, though.
Well, that's...
I'd like to...
I buy a lot of games on Xbox and PlayStation, so why not one more?
That's, you throw your money away on a lot of stuff, so...
Or so I get ripped off. Listen to this from OLR. It's pretty awesome. All right. Anyhow, let's get to Extifer with the news. Back to Warcraft.
Okay.
Extifer with the news, because there is a lot of Warcraft news this week.
There is. Tons of news, actually. Okay, so I'm going to start with Void Storage and Transmogrifying. Basically, the details were announced on both of these new mechanics in the game. And so we learned that Void Storage is actually a thing that you're going to be able to use whenever you want to store gear, and it's actually goes hand in hand with transmogrifying, because if you store your old gear in there, then you can have a place to keep that gear, other than in your bank, which can be often cluttered. You can change the appearance, which is what transmogrifying is, has been announced as to what it's going to do. Basically, you can change the appearance and make yourself, tier 2, but still have the stats of tier 12, which is really something that fans have been asking for a long time. The catch is, for Void Storage at least, is that if you put any gear into Void Storage, then it gets stripped of all of its enchants and everything, augmentations you've done with it. And so it just solely becomes, just gear with no gems.
Which is fine, because if you're putting old shit in there, then it shouldn't matter.
Right. But you also have to pay for it, pay to put things in or take them out. So, and they're not clear on what the transactions are going to cost, there is a screenshot that shows that you do have to unlock it. Unlocking Void Storage is 1,000 gold, according to that screenshot. We don't know if that's going to come, if that's actually the case, or if they're just playing around right now.
Interesting that Blizzard could have found a new gold sink, though.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is it. Yeah, I think this would...
This has come up on the show before, that they need to have a new gold sink. Like, what's the big thing that you could sink your wallet into? And I don't remember which one of our guests was talking about. I don't remember if it was Salacious Pop or Flacco Jones, but somebody was talking about the gold sink, how we don't have enough of them in Cataclysm right now. So this is definitely, I don't see the gold part of it going away.
Right. And so as for the transmogrifier, it also goes hand in hand with weapons as well, apparently. And of course, they release details that, you're not going to be able to change your armor's class, like you can't change from leather to cloth or cloth to leather. You have to stay within, the same class of armor. And of course, I believe that it'll be kind of like reforging, and that each time you transmogrify something, it'll be a little bit of money that you pay as well. And I would think that it's going to have kind of the same kind of user interface as reforging. So we'll see what happens when it comes available on 4.3 on the PTR. But it's good stuff. I think it's really good stuff, actually. I'm glad they're doing it.
But now they have not said what the Arcane Reforger is, though. That's still a mystery, right?
Right. And so we don't know what that is. I was thinking about that, too, when they released details. But I'm sure we'll figure it out pretty soon here. So, but that remains a mystery. We will see. So the next thing is that it's actually really big.
Wait, can I go back to transmogrification here for a minute? Because I want to kind of ask what our guests think of that, because I think they have kind of differing opinions. So, Miklatov, what do you think of the transmogrification element?
I think it's stupid.
You do?
But, yeah, I don't like it at all.
Why not?
Completely agree.
Because, like, they get progressively nicer looking with their gear. Why would you want to look like tier one? For real.
Well, some people have, like, they just like the aesthetic value of, you know,
of
tier
bad
two.
Graphics.
Yeah, I mean,
it looked really bad before.
It is. I'm not going to lie. It is. But there's some people that have that, and it's nostalgia's sake, I think.
If they wanted customization for that sort of stuff, they should have done, like, dyes for your armor.
Absolutely.
Don't give me old armor. I don't care about that.
They should still do dyes, I believe. I agree with that. But, I mean, as far as this, I mean, why not have this option? I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think that a lot of people have been asking for this as well as the dyes. And
I'd rather have my dance studio and not, oh, wow, I can look like I'm wearing tier 4. That's cool.
But,
I'm stuck,
you know,
with the old dance, though.
It's also, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to use it. But
then I'm not going to.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that like having that option and will use it.
Yeah, I actually love the idea, and I can't wait to use it, and I can't wait to make Miklatov look at my new character, because I don't like how, like, every single freaking paladin that raids looks the same, you know, because they all look the same. And a lot of hard work does go into the different art assets, so I think it's awesome that if I want to go back and collect old Karazhan tier 4, which I guess would really be mixed with some of the early 25 mans, but whatever, I can do that and, you know, have my paladin look a little bit more unique.
Well, not to
spoil...
What?
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay. Not to spoil the topic of the week later, but I started, like, writing down what I would transmogrify, like, each of my 85s, and nothing goes lower than tier 5 or 6, and it's pretty much all current content. So
wouldn't you love to raid in heirloom gear? Come on.
No,
not at all.
Actually, some of the heirloom gear is fucking fierce, like the warlock or the little priest one.
Hey, you know what, Rob, you're fired for using the word fierce.
Oh, shut up.
I don't know, transgendering your gear just to look like a T1 warlock, this does not make sense to me. It'll make sense on an RP server, and RP servers are, well, not my thing.
Stinky,
but
anyway.
That's right.
Let and the besides, RPers have their fun, haters.
Exactly, and if this is a way to make a little bit of RP come to your server near you, then fine. And besides, and really quickly on void storage, all void storage is a paid goatsy hole of bank storage. So I don't know.
To stick it in?
That's right. And you're lucky if you come back out without a disease. In this case, lands like any enchantment of condom gets stuck inside. So I don't know. I look at transmogrifying.
Why are you so nasty, Grandpa? You're trying to out nasty Extifer.
I'm being vanilla this show.
So. I know, months and months of listening to these podcasts have tarnished me.
Grandpa,
you listen to the podcast?
Because Miklatov doesn't.
It's what keeps me entertained on the 20-minute bus trip to and from work every day.
When people aren't getting shot, there's always Horde House.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, my buddy who's here went downstairs because there's more police cars and cops downstairs.
Police cars and cops downstairs,
so he's probably going to check
out. Police cops with Keanu Reeves.
They know Kung Fu. Yeah. No, but I'm with Miklatov on this one. The transgendering grifier thing, majiggers, only good for RP servers. And there's just something about when I like the pug. I'm one of those rare people who likes the pug and just do my own thing. And
well, then that's why you spend 4 hours in a fucking CG.
Only because the fucking hunters. No. The thing is, I have to inspect people to make sure they're not wearing ret gear, resilience gear, and make sure they're not wearing PvP gear. So and deal with those types of fools. Now,
wait, please.
Exactly. No, that's a great point.
Tell the story on the show about the resilience thing this week.
The resilience
story.
Okay. So quick aside to talk about, you know, going off transgendering your gear. So I was healing a ZA, and a tank came in, whatever, and he was taking a lot of damage, oddly, but, you know, that happens occasionally. Maybe he's got a green in there, whatever. And so we get up to about a boss. We wipe on the boss. It was Nalarak, and I'm like, this shouldn't. I know my skills. So I inspect him after we all res and come back. He's got four pieces of resilience gear on. I went, oh, well, okay, here's a problem. So I sent him a message. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, you have some PvP gear on, just in case you didn't know. And he goes, oh, but resilience is for tanking. It gets better.
It used to be.
maybe back in the day. And I'm like, uh-huh, right. You know, I thought he was being sarcastic, and I inspected him again before the pull. No, he still had resilience gear on. I'm like, so, you know, I said, resilience helps reduce damage by players. He goes, yeah. Resilience makes players miss me more, so it gains more threat.
Oh, my God.
So maybe this player's been in a time warp since Vanilla WoW?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. And I'm like, dude, hover your mouse over the tooltip. It says by player damage, not monster mob damage. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I don't have anything else, Michael, apparently. So it's bullshit like that. I'm not a huge PvPer anymore, so I have to now inspect people who may be wearing a PvP-looking piece of gear, who now I think are actually wearing the wrong gear, but actually wearing the right gear because their gear has been transgendered.
Well, hold on. Okay, so, don't you need to right-click inspect their gear anyway?
No.
Yeah. No, you don't. I mean, not for the most part. You can tell what resilience gear looks like. It all looks like nothing you would normally run a pug with.
But he just said he couldn't figure out what was going on until he inspected them.
Yeah, but you, like, in general, you can tell. Because if you're around, we're Alliance, if you're around Stormwind, you see all, like, the PvP gear all the time. And so you start to recognize it. Like, I recognize it when I run, and then I get mad because the tank is wearing PvP gear.
I can't wait to transmogrify. I'm going to transmogrify my gear to be the PvP gear, just to fuck
with. I'm torn on this because I understand what you guys are saying, because I think that would be really frustrating as a raid leader, you know, to have to sit there and right-click everybody if you see people wearing, like, what looks like PvP gear. But at the same time, like, me personally, sometimes I think the PvP tiers that are introduced look better than the current tier of raiding content, what the gear looks like from there. So I would be, like, you know, tempted to do that, to transmogrify my gear to look like that gear that I actually like, because it all has to do with aesthetic value, and we all like the way our characters look or want to look, you know.
Well,
so,
and the only good that's kind of come out of this, right? The rule is, in order to transmogrify your shit, is you gotta actually have the gear in your bank. Is that still true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that defeats the purpose.
Well, it partially defeats the purpose. The only thing, the only good I can see coming out of this is, now for those classes who want to go get the gear, that they go back to the old content and experience vanilla content that's just sitting there collecting dust. And we had hoped that with Kata, it would resurrect old dungeons and make them heroic and bring back the classics, which it did with Deadmines and Shadowfang Keep, not all of them. So the only good that's coming out of this is, and if I want to get a lock in tier 2 gear, then my 85 self can probably solo the damn instance and get the gear. So it is bringing back activity to those dungeons. But then again, that's the only good I can see coming out of it.
I'm telling you, though, if you have the option to raid in, like, level 3, like, grays, like...
No, they have to have stats.
See that? I mean, level 3 greens.
And that sucks because I can't tell you how bad... I can't tell you how bad I want to reforge into the Lunar Festival dress.
That would be so awesome, you know. But anyways, the void storage, I agree with you guys. I think that it's just a glorified bank, or actually
Goatsy hole.
Well, the thing is, like, I think that I would think that it would be a lot better if it served as a server bank, you know, so you can just like we said at the original, last week's show, I think that it should be for your other characters to benefit off of. At least your other characters on the same server, maybe? I don't know. That would be defeating the purpose of mail. But whatever. I mean, I think that it's kind of, like, unclear to me why. I mean, you're going to have to pay to put things in there when you can just have your bank, you know?
Absolutely. So.
Let's move forward, because that's just the first thing on the list. The second thing is that the final raid of the expansion is actually going to be 4.3, which I don't know. It it came as somewhat as a surprise to me. But I did predict it, though, a while back on the show. So I...
Ooh, Miss Cleo.
I know, right? I mean, I'm like a predictor. a fortune reader or something. I can't think of the word. Psychic, there you go. So Deathwing is going to be coming in 4.3. The Deathwing Raid. So, and they said it'll be the final raid of the expansion. Now, I mean... Last expansion we had, the Lich King wasn't the final raid, even though they said it would be. So, I mean, we should take that with a grain of salt. But it's interesting to know that it's going to be 4.3, and it'll be out by the end of the year. And if all the stars align, then we pay attention to that leaked product list, then it really could be an expansion in the second quarter of next year.
Which would coincide with that earlier leaked list that is yet again proving to, well, not proving, but looking more and more legit.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah. Stop typing.
I just find it funny that we're, what, how many months into this expansion and they're already making plans for the final raid? I don't know. It just seems very premature. Yeah, it's a grain of salt, but I don't know. Kata went over with warm reception, and now they're saying, oh, and here's the final raid, here's the content, here's Deathwing. I don't know. I think it might be admitting a little bit of failure.
I would be okay with it if it made sense. There's nothing that's introduced us to, we should go fight Deathwing now. Because we had Trial of the Crusader that kind of geared us for Lich King and threw him in there right at the end of that raid.
But it was kind of a shitty raid.
Oh, I liked it. I thought it was fun, except for the arena fight. But at least it like bridged Ulduar to Ice Crown. This one, mm-hmm. we just fought Ragnaros. I mean, I haven't, but somebody did, and I'm pretty sure Deathwing didn't show up at the end and like, curse you guys, you can come fight me now.
Is there some kind of now? Obviously, I haven't fought Ragnaros, and I haven't even seen. The inside of Firelands raid. But is there any lore connecting it to Deathwing? Rob, do you know?
I want to say, don't you see a quest in Hyjal where Ragnaros comes out? Because like, I know you have to fight him in some of the Hyjal quests, and it has to do with Deathwing.
But all it is Ragnaros was just like recruited by Deathwing. That's it. That's like going to... That's like saying you go from Naxx to Ice Crown because freaking Kel'Thuzad was you know Arthas's guy that threw ice or
sounds
something.
Good to me. I don't read quest text anyway.
Yeah, I don't either.
You're missing out. But it doesn't make sense. It's a weird jump. I don't like it.
I don't know. I think maybe they might have things leading up to it, but at the same time,
well, maybe five mans.
Yeah, there's going to be three new five mans.
And there were three new five mans with the Ice Crown stuff, and that kind of led up to the Lich King stuff.
Right, and there's going to be, this is another notch on the news list, but I guess we'll talk about it too with this. It goes hand in hand. Is that the three new five man dungeons are going to be introduced in 4.3, and one of them will be the long rumored War of the Ancients, Caverns of Time. So. It's not going to be a raid after all, which is what a lot of people were suspecting is going to be another Caverns of Time raid. But it's not. And so this might help connect everything. All of these, all the three new dungeons might help connect everything. Cause you know, the three dungeons in the end of Wrath of the Lich King, they really help things move along too. So I don't know. We'll see.
It does seem to me, though, that we still have a lot left unresolved.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of need still another Throne of the Tides type
place. But they're not going to... They've already squashed it.
Oh, my God. It's just weird to me. That
we'll never know what happened to Neptulon or Neptulon or whatever.
Unless it's in the next expansion.
They said the story wasn't good enough or something.
How does he fit in with pandas? That doesn't make sense.
So,
pandas like water.
No, they don't.
Exactly.
Rob, are you eating something?
Yes, I'm eating licorice. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. Like, get a life.
I thought you were going to say get a room.
I have with my licorice.
That's why I was confused.
I'm making out with my licorice. So good.
But I think, I mean, I don't know. All things considered, you know, we like to hate on Blizzard for this Swift patches thing, but maybe this is what they meant, is that they're going to be bringing out the expansions faster. I don't know.
More expansions, get your checkbooks out.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to do one expansion a year in the beginning, so maybe they're getting a little closer to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But there's another new thing that was mentioned, and I don't think a lot of people have been talking about this, but a new raid finder tool is coming, and it's going to act like the dungeon finder, which is amusing to me because the raid finder tool in the game right now acts like the dungeon finder tool, except with the exception that you can't, do a random raid with people from their servers.
And it's not really automatic. It's not as automatic as the dungeon tool.
Right. It's not as streamlined as the dungeon tool, but everybody's assuming that this is going to be the new cross-realm raid finder, which is kind of cool. It's unclear whether it's going to be random, which I think would be stupid, and make a lot of people really mad for long periods of time. Imagine pugging a whole raid with it. I mean, come on. But I do hope that it allows you to actually invite people from, maybe it's going to be like the, you know, if you have
real ID.
Friends list. Yeah, the real ID.
I mean, it logically makes sense. If that is all in the Dungeon Finder, why shouldn't it be in the Raid Finder? Which, again, I don't know if this was this week or last week, but they announced that Raid Finder is going to be free, or the Guild Finder is going to be, Guild Finder, Jesus Christ. Dungeon Real ID Finder is free. It's not part of the enhanced whatever after all.
Exactly.
Probably because no one was using it. Like, I don't know about you guys. I never once used that because all my friends play Horde.
A few times.
Oh.
How did you like it?
I liked it. I thought it was great. I mean, awesome. It beats paying to server transfer.
Yeah, it does. Totally. And imagine like what this can do for raids. You know, you can open up your recruitment, you know, to other servers and not have to deal with people having to transfer.
Do you think that they'll make guild perks a little more like needed because of it? Because if you're just going to invite your real ID friends that don't live on the same server, then what's the point of even anybody playing on the same server?
I think that the guild perks probably will be a reason for people wanting to be on the same server. And you know, they all also, you know, you have to have so many people from the same guild be in a raid to have raid credit, right?
Right.
So, like, I think that'll still stand and people will still pay attention to that. But I mean,
maybe you'll be limited at how many slots you can use the real ID for.
And maybe there will be guilds that'll open up to other servers for just the slots that it'll take to fill the raid, you know, without having to, you know, recruit them to the guild. I don't know. Like I think it's a real interesting thing. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? Maybe they'll have server wide or open server guilds, you know, where your guild spans different servers. I don't know. Like, who knows what's going to happen? But because everybody got quiet, I'm going to go on to the next thing.
Well, I'm still eating, hooray. But I think the Raid Finder is a great idea. I'm really excited about it. I know you're worried about it, but I think it's great, especially for those nights you have like freaking a group of nine. Being able to invite one of my friends from another server, even though I need to get more alliance friends, I think it's going to be a great thing.
Or you just need to be Horde more because they're better.
When I play on Drendon, I will be Horde.
When they eventually open up cross-faction raid finder dungeon tools.
Or when they abolish factions, like, that'd be amazing. Exactly.
Which will probably be in the last expansion, the inevitable last expansion. It'll just be like, yeah, fuck it, there's no factions anymore. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what they're doing.
I think
with
level syncing and eliminating factions are going to be like the two big things that'll come in the last expansion. Because like if they were to put in some type of level syncing, maybe meaning like you could just scale your stats down to a level 60 and run like Molten Core at level 60, like it'll just make all the old content relevant, and that would be a good way to go out.
What would they call it? World of Warcraft? Fuck it all?
World of fuck it.
You know, it's funny because I think that's what BioWare Mythic is doing with Warhammer Online. Did you hear about the news with them?
No.
Like, they're bringing out a... It's, they didn't say it's an expansion to Warhammer, but it's a new game that looks exactly like Warhammer Online. And in fact, it's called Warhammer Online, and it has a title to it. But they're pretty much making it a separate game that's just PvP, and they're letting you be in groups of six, and it's going to be 6v6v6, so you can have three teams of six going against each other, and it doesn't matter what faction you're on. So they're just saying to hell with the whole online game. We're going to bring out a separate game that's...
So it's 666? This game is satanic.
Yeah, there you go. It's of the devil.
Hot. But
it's not a Chris John.
But yeah, I just noticed that this week on one of the gaming sites I follow. But anyway, let's get back to the news. So because BlizzCon is coming up, there's still a lot of rumors going on, and Gamescom...
Wait, you missed Dark Moon Fair?
Oh, Dark Moon Fair is becoming its own island, which is
okay,
weird.
Next story.
Yeah.
No, this is great, because if they're having a Dark Moon Fair island, then maybe like Dark Moon Fair will be interesting again. Because seriously, who does Dark Moon Fair except people going after the insane title? Like, really?
Yeah.
I haven't done
also,
it ever.
The people that have to make those stupid card trinkets, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I guess there's that. All right, fine.
It's going to have mini games like Whack-A-Null.
Woohoo! Mini games! Yay!
It's like
more mini
Facebook
games
Island.
Yay! Facebook Island! Yay!
If there's
a farm aspect to that island, I'm quitting WoW.
Yeah.
Google Positive presents Dark Moon Fair.
Ooh, if they have a tiny tower on Facebook Island, I will go play that.
Fuck
all
yes.
Time.
Maybe they'll do more PopCap games.
They just opened up a racquetball court on the 44th floor of my Dark Moon Fair.
God, I hate tall buildings. I'm so sick of them.
I hope they just have Peggle, because, you know, I'll be happy with that. So because BlizzCon is coming up pretty soon, there's still rumors going on that they're being very tight-lipped. They were just recently holding conferences at Gamescom, where they shed no light on Mists of Pandaria, except for to say it could mean anything, which to me means expansion.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the only reason why it means expansion, it seems like Blizzard would come out and just squash the rumor, you know, like if it was nothing significant. But because they're being so coy about it, like, it makes me think that it's probably, if it's not the expansion, it's something bigger than we're all thinking about, you know. So we'll see about that. And they also mentioned that they're very serious about Diablo 3 coming to consoles again. This is nothing really new, but I mean, it sparks my interest again, because I think it definitely is fit for a console game. So, you know, I'm happy to hear that. And of course, we all know that they hired a PS3 specialist and an Xbox 360 specialist. Like,
that's interesting, because I think if Diablo 3 comes to consoles, it wouldn't come to Xbox. And the reason why, I have a good reason for saying this.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Microsoft would never allow that fucking real money auction house without a huge cut of it. And everything is in Microsoft space bucks on that service,
too. I was thinking about that, too. And, you know, I don't know if Blizzard's really compatible with Microsoft's, you know, Xbox Live thing that they got going on.
What if they cancel that Ruin game for PS3 and Vita and just make it Diablo 3, and it could be across both?
Okay, I'm down.
Maybe.
Because it looks the same anyway.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in the news. I think I covered everything.
You know what else is going on in the news?
What's up?
I found that 40-minute video of The Force and Phantasy Star Online 2, and I'm downloading it right now.
Nice.
And you wonder why you sound like a robot. Right.
I don't care at this point, because I'm getting something good out of it.
You know what's also going on in the news?
Mm.
Tweets and emails!
Not yet. We'll miss the topic of the week again if we do that.
Oh, God.
This is why you don't get to do the transitions. All right. I want to say, can I quickly do the Mists of Pandaria and the whole, like, they're being secretive about it? Don't they just want to avoid a repeat of what happened last year, where everything got blown a week beforehand?
that's why they're not saying it's anything. That's like, ooh, it could be anything. Because they're probably already mad that somebody looked up the stupid trademark or copyright or whatever it was.
Yeah. They should know this, that people will do that, though.
Isn't there some little blog that's blowing all the secrets anyway that you'd link me to?
Yeah, there was one that supposedly this post was from, like, what, March, I think it said? That, like, said everything about Diablo, about the real money auction house, said that it's Mists of Pandaria, and you can play as a Pandaren, and there's at least one new class, and that Pandarens were the new race. But it didn't. I think it said that they could go Horde or Alliance.
Oh, wow.
That's so dippy to me if that happens. Like, I just don't like that idea.
That opens the door for, like, neutral races, which is something we talk about in Guild all the time, or at least me and Jamie do. All the time.
Well, the only thing that would make Mists of Pandaria work for me if fucking Sigourney Weaver was in charge of, like, the whole faction from her role and Resurrector role from Gorillas in the Mist.
What?
I don't understand.
I don't even know what that is.
Gorillas in the Mist? Sigourney Weaver?
I know what that is, but, like, I never watched it, so it's over my head.
I think I've heard the title before. And I know she's in movies, but...
Tell us about seeing the original Alien in theaters when you were 30.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Rob.
Tell us about the election where George Washington got elected president. Warcraft.
Oh my god. I am old. No one saw Grills in the Wow.
Oh my god, the best news this week. I totally forgot.
You got
best, laid? Best news. No, I didn't get laid. But the second best news, if I did get laid, is that Sarah Silverman's coming to NBC. She has her new sitcom, and it's going to be awesome.
You know what news is better than that?
What?
Tweets and emails!
Hold on. We're still talking about Mists of Pandaria. All
right.
So is it just me, or whenever you hear that title, like, you know how every expansion has, like, a color theme? I always think of just pink. Like, that's
no,
all
be
I
green,
can see.
Like bamboo. It's going to be a greeny yellow.
No, it's pink like Asian stuff. And I don't know if that's even true, but that's
Asian
just what I see.
Pink? Hello Kitty? You're a racist.
No, like cherry blossoms and stuff. That's what I think of. I'm like, it's Mists of Pandaria with pink fog and like a pink sunset.
I just think of vaginal fluids. This is a bad idea.
How does that relate to an expansion color?
Don't answer that. All right.
Well, there's period blood and that's red.
Stop!
That's not pink.
If the period blood spots, it can turn pink.
If you mix it with cum, then it becomes pink.
Or milk. Like you could drink
can
it.
Can I please get
or
back
a baby.
To Warcraft discussion?
Aren't we going to do the topic of the week,
yes,
Rob?
Yes, we're going to do the
you
topic.
You said tweets
week.
And emails. Oh my god.
Topic of the
it's
week.
Rob.
Is and we welcome your responses to the topic of the week at twitter.com/hordehouse or our email address hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. I don't know why I'm still talking. Everyone shut this show off by now. But the topic of the week is what is going to be the first transmogrification. See, I'm trying to do that all Pika Uno style. You will do for your character. What is going to be the first transmogrification you will do for your character? Shane, since you said you were talking so or you were thinking so hard about this one, we'll start with you.
I wrote it down in Notepad. Okay, so for my
never mind, we're gonna come back to you when the internet connection's better. So we'll go over to Matt. And Matt, what is gonna be the first thing you will transmogrify?
Not a damn thing.
Why you're a hater?
Go back to my argument. This thing's for RP. I don't know. I'm not interested in this. I think it's going to cause more headache than anything. But I guess to answer your question,
you don't
if
like
I had
a little role play now and then.
I don't think it's for just RP. I think a lot of people like the way that their characters look, and they want to choose.
I can't even bother to read quest text, and I can't wait to play Barbie.
Maybe, okay, to answer your question more accurately, I guess I would go through the old tier gear for my mage specifically, and probably choose. The Frostfire set was kind of that purpley-bluey glowing effect that was kind of nice, kind of cool. On a Paladin side, anything that's glowy, just with some glow effects or something like that from an old set, like an old Holy set. But again, everyone's going to be looking very different, very weird, and it's from my point of view, I have to inspect and look at people to see what their stats are, make sure they're not just bullshitting. You know, there's also no, I mean, if you look at stats, they can be putting on the actual gear they farmed just to fuck with pugs and their guild and stuff too. So I don't know. I'm not a fan, but if I had to answer your question, I guess the Frostfire set tier two, tier one, I forget.
Well, sorry to bother you with our question. let's see if Shane's connection's better.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you transmogrify?
My druid? Well, okay, I don't want to do it first of all, but if I had to.
See, I'm not the only one, Rob.
My druid would do tier 12 heroic. My shaman would do tier 12 heroic. My paladin would do either tier 8 regular or tier 12 regular. And then the only one I would really consider would be a priest to do either tier 5 or tier 6, because those are really cool looking.
So it's all got to be tier gear.
Yeah, what else would you use? I'm going to use the
I haven't answered the question yet.
The owl.
No, I'll tell you. Mine's before, not a tier gear.
Hey, Rob, before you move on to the question, there's also a point to make, too, is DKs can't go back and wear the old gear because all those older tier gears were...
But there was a blue post this week that said something about being able to at least get the Death Knight starter set, like that will be somehow put back into the game.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
You could get it somehow, so you could transfer.
Well, a lot of people like that set.
Yeah, the original Death Knight starter gear is kind of awesome. So
it was okay, yeah. But
the robe or the final?
I don't know. All of it.
I don't remember.
No, because the robe is ugly.
Your attitude is ugly.
Your face is ugly.
All
right.
Extrafer, what's going to be the first transform?
Wow, can you finish?
No, I was just thinking Shane's internet connection wouldn't hold long enough for him to hang up. All right. What's going to be the first transmogrification you will do for your character, Extrafer?
I think I would do something very specific. I would... make sure that my druid looked like it did when it was in Burning Crusade, because I have such a likeness for the gear that I had. I think it was tier 4, and I don't care if it's ugly or not.
Was that the shit with the antlers?
No,
that's like tier 1.
Yeah, that's
1 or 2. Yeah,
that was tier 1 and 2, and also 7.
Oh, 7. Okay, it's Nax gear I'm thinking of then.
Yeah. Although I did like the shoulders for that. But I just have like a special place in my heart for that gear because it was the first time that I ever tanked, and really played my druid and focused on tanking. And I liked it. I really did. I liked the way my character looked, and I would go back to that just for that, just for, I don't know, the sake of going back to something that I really liked.
All right. I will not be transmogrifying to a piece of tier gear, but the very first thing I'm going to transmogrify is I'm going to transmogrify my weapon back into the Quel'Dalari sword, because I did that battered hilt quest and I didn't get to use that sword for very long. And That's a good idea. It's a pretty badass looking sword, so I would kind of like to have it again. So that's...
You know, there's a lot
I would do that for my paladin.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of...
Transmogrification is not so bad, is it? Oh, now.
Well, when it comes to weapons, I think that there's a lot of weapons that still look really good.
You
that
can't
came
do legendaries, though, right?
That's, no, you can't do legendaries.
Say that. No yeah. legendaries.
But you I can't do, that's... like, a mace into a staff or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going
right.
to have
that makes sense.
I think right now my pally uses a mace. So I'd have to find a sword, and that might not be possible. So it may not be totally possible, but the weapon will definitely be the first thing I change.
See, that's the only thing that I couldn't do, because bears, you know, in Burning Crusade, they did use resilience to tank. And one of the things that you did was you got a two-handed mace from the Cenarian Expedition rep, I think. Or mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got this two-handed mace, and now bears don't use maces at all. So I'd be kind of like screwed to do that. But
you'd be a bear tank, and you would never see your weapon anyway.
No, that's true. That's totally
or
true.
Or your gear. So you lose.
Yeah, druids kind of get screwed in all of this. I mean,
I think that there's a lot of I have a lot of good memories of the way I looked, just not in bear form though. I mean, I liked the way I looked.
You should be able to transmogrify your bear into the old ugly bear before they updated the graphics.
No, thank you. Never. Except for the kitty. I don't know, just to be funny and play around with people, like, hey, look, I'm Goofy Cat again.
All right, so send us your answers over tweets or email, twitter.com/hordehouse or hordehousepodcast@gmail.com.
And are we done?
Do you have somewhere you got to be? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just curious. No, I want to watch my videos.
We have to get to the tweets and emails for this week.
Yeah, so you got another hour.
Actually, we only have one. We just had more fucking emails come in. Well,
we only have one this week.
Well, we have like three.
I've decided we only have one.
Well, and I'm telling you, you're wrong. So here we go.
I think we only have one.
First email saying. From Holly.
Who's Holly?
Somebody who emailed the show.
Is it spam?
I don't.
She's from guys from Girls on Gone Wild.
No, Holly's Gone Wild. No, Holly's not on Girls Gone Wild. You're thinking of Syl or EJ.
Or Holly.
Holly's not on Girls Gone Wild.
What's Girls Gone Wild?
It's another show.
I'm thinking that she's from Holland.
All right.
Holly from Holland. You're on the air.
We'll just make a story up. Holly is from Holland, and she likes long walks on the beach and apple cider, okay?
I don't remember
and
shit.
And she grows Holly. She grows Holly.
All right, look. Here's Holly's email.
You have to read it like Hollywood if she was reading it out loud.
You just said Hollywood.
But those were two separate words.
I know.
And you wonder why nobody emails us. Could it possibly be because we constantly disrespect the emailer?
What if she wants to be from Holland? How is that disrespecting her? We're making her dreams come true.
Holly?
Maybe she could be really from Holland.
Swear to God, this email is one line long, yet it's becoming a 10-minute email.
Go ahead, Rob.
Holly's email is... Now, I don't even want to read it. All right.
How rude! Jeez.
Let's respect our listeners, Rob.
The email says, can we have Extifer on Orange Lounge Radio 2? You guys make a really good radio team. I bet the four of you together would be hilarious on OLR. Keep up the awesome, happy face. Holly. Holly, the answer to your question is no. And why? Just listen to the last 5 minutes of this program.
I would totally like...
OLR is already a 3-hour show. It doesn't need to be 7.
Uh-huh.
No, I've invited Extifer on Orange Lounge Radio, and he declined.
No, it's because they couldn't.
I wanted Extifer to play the... what was the listless we did the other week? The listless was character... Oh, because Freddy Krueger is now in Mortal Kombat, which character do you think should be in Mortal Kombat? And we were going to invite Extifer on. I'm like, oh, Extifer plays Mortal Kombat. He'll be great for this. But Extifer was like... I can't come on tonight. I have to, like, bleach my asshole.
So, yeah.
He didn't come on.
Yeah.
So, Extifer will come on OLR when he learns to stop hating.
Well, it's just that you guys are on Sunday, and, like, I
What are you
always...
doing, praying? I don't think so.
No, it's like, it's the end of the weekend, and I don't want to travel. I know.
We could have done it all over Skype.
Oh.
Just like we do this show.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah, but Rob, you have to assume that Expression plays games to join into the overall crew.
Is that why you told me no?
No. No, it's not. I actually did have plans that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Plans to not go over there.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right. An email from Salacious Pop. The current reforgers, as we know them, the guys who help you switch your stats around on gear, are already called arcane reforgers. Go to any of them in any capital city and mouse over them, and you'll see that that's already their subtitle. All Blizzard is doing is taking those reforgers away from being near enchanting trainer NPCs, making them ethereal, and putting them in the new building with the Void Bank and Transmog guy. There's really nothing to speculate on. Salacious Pop.
Well, I guess that makes
that's
sense.
That's a statement.
Remember.
Put in the Debbie Downer sad trombone.
I know. Like, kill the buzzkill. Come on.
I still think we should make things up. I want my Manubus and my green ice bolt.
Okay, but it's Incubus.
No, we agreed it's a Manubus.
Oh, we did, huh?
Yes.
Although it just sounds weird.
And red frost spells to confuse people and blue fire spells.
That's also something that I think they should do.
Come on, Miklatov, blue fire.
I don't play DPS. I don't care.
What if you could heal people with blue
fire? Yes. What if
that's what I think the monk class
is.
What
if you could reforge Holy Radiance on the paladin that makes you blink, but you flashed blue?
Then I would do it in a heartbeat. Duh. It's not a question.
You just said the monk class. Do you think that it's going to be the new class?
Yeah.
Or
Brewmaster, but I think one of the specs will be healing, and I think it'll be a DPS sort of heal.
That would be so awesome.
Wait. Brewmaster as a playable class?
Because Pandarins are Brewmasters. Duh. Then read Wildpedia.
No, I'm not going to. All right. Unless it's the list of gems by color, then no.
I had this great idea. No, we're not talking about emails for a second. I had this great idea. That
I forgot. Oh, it's the Miklatov show, everybody.
If they were a healer, why not their stats be like strength and spirit? And like strength would be how hard they heal, and spirit would still be their regen, but they wouldn't use intellect.
How hard you heal?
Yes.
I think that... obviously, if they're melee healer, then they would want to use one of those stats that aren't intellect, I guess.
I don't want intellect for them. I think that would be the best thing. Like, they would build up rage.
But you know that Blizzard's going to be like, well, because they're a healer, we're going to have to use intellect, but we're going to use it different. They won't.
Tell that to the Firelands priests about, the stats that healers are supposed to have and their drops in Firelands. So
that's right. That's true.
I would think they'd just use caster leather to give the druids a little competition.
No.
Fine.
They shouldn't. No. Let's get off the topic.
Yeah.
Done. Then they'll use spell plate.
No.
We're
done.
They can't do that.
All right. Can I move on to another email?
Maybe.
No.
This email is also from Salacious Pop. Here we go. It's called Mists of Pandaria and Item Levels.
Wait. Why does he get two emails, and why are we still on emails and tweets?
Because, A, I read, three emails from the same person the other week, and B, no one else emailed us.
I'll send us an email. Hold on.
All right. Well, too late.
What's the address?
See, there
it's live.
Hey,
we can do this.
If you want to know the address, try listening to the program. All right.
I have before. This is why I don't listen to it anymore.
Because you're on it? Yeah. Drive me away, too. All right. Can I read the email from Salacious Pop?
Go ahead.
I'm hearing some controversy on people having to inspect your gear once the transmogrifier comes out to make sure that people aren't trying to get into pugs with vanilla gear for the lols.
Is he listening to us live and emailing us?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure.
Keep in mind that the average item level tracker... He can only hear me, though, not you guys. Keep in mind that the average item level tracker within the game will still exist, and you'll still have to hit the 346 eye level benchmark before the game will even let you enter troll heroics and so on. So I don't see it as being that big a deal, since the transmogrifier will still retain stats and item levels. Also, stats for this expansion are pretty easy to spot. You can tell if your tank is full of shit or badly geared by just looking at his HP. If he has at least 150k, he's fine, and plate class is trying to tank an otherwise good DPS gear is already a problem because of people being lazy assholes who want insta-Qs, not because they reskin something. Warrior, Pally, and DK tier 11, 12 tank and DPS set gear looks exactly the same as it is, so this isn't a new problem. Does that really fix PvP gear, though? Because PvP gear has stamina. So that could
be helpful. It'll help mitigate, and that's a good point about the eye levels and the thresholds and let them in. But, there's still people who put agility on healing gear and the wrong enchants on weapons and PvP gear when it's PvE. So there's still always going to be the potential for stupidity.
All right, and then last thought.
Imagine an enchanted vagina. It would be like glowy blue.
An enchanted goatsy hole.
Miss of Pandaria. I still think it'd be better as a Facebook or iOS tie-in, but the more I sleep on this, the more okay I am with it being the name of the expansion. The Emerald Dream is supposed to be Azeroth, this one supercontinent, before the old gods showed up, before it was ripped into three pieces, and before the Titans terraformed everything with their robots. So it'd be easy to say that the Pandarins are real, but could only evolve and live on Azeroth under those conditions. So the Emerald Dream is where they exist. Now the Emerald Nightmare is getting out of hand, so they come out through a dream portal to ask for help. This would give people the Emerald Dream expansion that they desperately want and keep the Pandarins as NPCs and the major drivers of the story.
If Shane's correct, then we'll be playing them. So.
Also, well, let's all hope he's wrong.
Also, the Emerald Nightmare is a lot more Emerald Dreamy now because of that stupid Storm Rage book. That's the whole reason we have Malfurion back.
And you're a robot.
So. Your voice is dreamy in 8-bit.
That's right. Miklotov is in the Emerald Dream tonight doing the show. Okay, last paragraph. The only problem would be, who is the antagonist? We already know that there is a third old god out there somewhere, but we know nothing about him. The Burning Crusade, Lich King, and Deathwing have been in lore for years and definitely had the strength to drive 2 years of content. I'm not sure some entirely new big bad would carry the same weight and urgency in making us want to defeat them as the previous three did. Bye.
It's going to be Bolvar. He woke up from being the Lich King.
I think you just said Volva.
I know, it sounded like you said Volvar, but you said Bolvar.
Bolvar.
No, I don't think it's Bolvar.
I don't think so either, but I just throw it.
I'm hoping it's Jaina.
She's getting a book. Maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe Jaina will go bad. She'll be a bad girl. No, I can see where like maybe a new bad wouldn't carry the same weight. Could they resurrect an old bad? Like especially Burning Crusade.
Kael'thas.
Yeah, Kael'thas could kind of. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that they need to do something new.
Plus, you have to think it's something more powerful than Deathwing. And Deathwing, like, is not nice. And he kind of destroyed Azeroth.
Why does it have to be more powerful than Deathwing?
Because you're going to out-level Deathwing in the new expansion if you go to 90.
But I don't think it has to be more powerful. I think it just has to be not an issue during this expansion.
What about I had heard maybe one of the Nagas as Shara a possible antagonist.
Mm-hmm. But why would she be more powerful?
Don't know. Well, since you just said that rule isn't important, then I said
I know, but if that's your basis.
Well, but you said we don't have to go by that anymore.
Well, then
fine.
Oh my god. The Azshara thing, I mean, isn't she underground and like in water? Like didn't they say they're gonna abolish the water thing? I don't know.
Yeah, no, well they also said we never have Pandaren and look what's happened.
That's true.
All right.
Well, if you think about it for a moment, the last two bosses have been on the elemental side. So you had Frost with Lich King, you've had Fire with Rag and all that now. That makes sense, Emerald Dream and something nature, something along those lines. I don't know, maybe it's an archdruid or something. I don't know.
They did have that Emerald Dream book that came out right before Cataclysm.
We just talked about that.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's not.
Sorry, I don't pay attention to you when you sound like a robot.
All right. Can I get to the tweets?
No.
Twitter.com. Too bad. Twitter.com/Hordehouse. And we'll start tonight with a tweet from
Flacco Jones.
No. RZBG or Razorbug tweets us tonight saying about the topic of the week, what item can't you throw out of your bank? And the Razorbug says, can't throw out the wand I got, which turns you into a furblog, even though I never used it.
Bolg.
Furbolg. Oh, I was like, what's a furblog? Furbolg. He switched the
letters. That's like a furry site or something.
The furblog.com.
I'm not going to check it.
All right, but you know what he's talking about, right? The wand that turns you into one?
No.
Even I know that.
I know that one.
All right. I think that would be a tough item. Any of the items that turn you into something else are really hard to get rid of. Like, if I could actually get one of those stupid orb of transformations that's dropped for everybody but me that will turn my dwarf into a blood elf, like, I would never get rid of it.
I need to go get that.
I would just pop it mid-raid. In the middle of a fight, even. Like, how did a blood elf get here, and why is he healing me? All right. Girls Gone Wow Show, or GGW Show, tweeted us saying, just listen to Hordehouse, and of course, Extifer is invited to that Sunday if he has time. By the way, I'm going on Girls Gone Wow this week, even though I'm not a girl, but that's okay. I'm still allowed. So I'm going. Why is that funny?
Because you said you're not a girl.
You're such a jerk. So I'm going on that show on Sunday. So after you listen to Hordehouse this week, you should go download Girls Gone Wow.
Is it better than this show?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, they're all British and they sound.
Yeah,
fun.
Like they're all accents.
That could be fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
But they all have vaginas.
Well, not all of them. They have a guy on the show just because they can. And I'm going to be on it, and believe me, I don't have a vagina. Why is that funny?
I've been to Roscoe's with you. I know better.
Can we not? All right.
That was so fun.
So, Extifer, you should come on the girly show with me.
Okay. But I really want to. I really, 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 really do. But I have stuff going on this weekend. Yeah, I might have to pray. So we'll see. I really do want to go on it, though. Definitely.
Find you some Jesus.
I don't need to find me some Jesus.
All right. No. Found him. He was under the couch the whole time. Flacco Jones tweets us saying the item that you don't want to get rid of. Here's your Flacco Jones tweet, Miglatov. Aren't you excited?
No, I just thought he'd be first.
Yeah.
He was third. How does that make you feel?
Sad.
All right. The Kara ring that leveled up as rep increased and the violet eye trinket because Kara is awesome. That's why I want to transmogrify into
Curator was awesome. That's it.
What if you could transmogrify yourself to look like the Curator?
That's dirty.
All right. All right. And last tweet. This week from Dan Shadow tweets us saying, it was nice hearing Terpster on last week.
Terpster, oh shit. Oh, you should get him on your show, though.
Now, here's the thing, though. I don't know if Dan Shadow, like, is just being cheeky or if, like, he's actually, like, serious. Like, I don't know. So
Who's Terpster?
He's a British guy on another podcast. So
It?
The joke is that
hot as hell.
British guy. All right.
You know what, though? Our guest last week, like, I don't even remember what our show was about because I think I was so mesmerized by the guy's voice. Like, seriously?
He's gonna get a restraining order on you. All right.
It's okay. It'll be, you know what? How many people can say they got a restraining order from some Brit?
All right. Look, can I finish Dan Shadow's tweet? But he got the AIDS instance wrong. It was NAX the first time around. I always thought it was ZG when it originally launched.
I don't think it's NAX.
I don't think it was NAX either. NAX had different diseases. Remember he was talking about the plague that hit Azeroth the first time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dan Shadow says it's NAX, not
ZG. Pretty sure it's not at all. I don't even know if it's ZG, but I'm pretty sure it's not NAX.
Well, NAX was a whole different poison on the game. No, I'm kidding.
Like super AIDS.
Nobody saw old NAX. That's the thing. And new NAX was, I don't know, new awful. NAX was cool for a while.
Awful.
Yeah, it was.
So.
There was an event, an in-game event before Burning Crusade that had to do with NAX, though.
Oh. You know,
there was a disease-spreading thing. Maybe he's like... thinking about
so
that.
He's just thinking about that. Yeah, I think there was just like two separate events that
yeah because but the necrotic described. Blood or whatever that was ZG, I believe.
So
where repent, we get infected and then infect people in town.
Speaking of infected, something's on your Skype, just so you know. All right.
Okay, your last week?
All that porn you're downloading, Miklatov, has infected your computer.
How is Fantasy Star Online 2 videos porn?
I don't know.
For you?
People get their jollies in different places.
I know. That's I know. Different strokes for different folks, and I mean
that's weird.
Know, Rob, you're not going to read my tweet to you? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to. All right.
You can read it.
Can we? So the tweets and emails are all done, and that means, yay, it's the end of another episode of Horde House.
I knew that you were going to do that. Say hooray like that.
All right, let's go around and get everybody's final thoughts tonight. Grandpa, we'll start with you. Thanks for being here, Grandpa.
No problem. Thanks for having me
I'm
on.
I'm glad
again.
You didn't die during the show, and I'm glad you didn't get shot earlier in the evening. So,
had I taken the early bus home, I probably would have seen her, hopefully not felt the bullets. And for the record, my tweet said, S in my D.
Please move out of the ghetto.
I plan to move out of the ghetto
right,
soon.
Thank you. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to plug as well for the listeners tonight?
Oh, plugging listeners. Sorry, I was distracted. Thought you were offering me a chance to plug your listeners. see, I still want to take over extra for tonight. No, the only thing to plug, of course, is good job on For Our Guild. For those from Our Guild who are listening, great job with the rating and keep it up. And we have to get one more boss down to get the 12 of 12, and that's good. And then Firelands and endgame content, so keep it up. Always enjoy the show, Rob. You're doing a great job, extra for. Miss you, man. And Shane, always a pleasure.
He's
thanks.
All right.
You are.
Robot Miklatov. What's your final thought tonight? Do you have anything you want to plug?
No, but you guys made me all self-conscious about my internet connection, so now I gotta figure out what's wrong with it.
You just need to say beep, beep, boop, boop, and it'll sound just like you're talking right now.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I still want him to sing Kesha.
I don't even know a song by her.
Close enough. You just did. It just sounded like it right there.
Yeah. Hey Rob, can I add a second final thought that's also an autocorrect fail?
I guess.
So I'm talking to this cute Asian guy on Adam for Adam right now.
What's that?
And yeah, I'll tell you later. And so he's off to Germany like that.
How not only did the robot thing get fixed instantly for a minute, but it was all like, what's that?
No, it was not like that.
See, now he's whining and then went back to being a robot.
It's a dating site for gays.
How do you know that?
I've never gone on it, but one of my friends met his new boyfriend through it.
See, so there is some success. Anyway, so this guy I'm talking to is on his way to Germany. That's cool. So why? Who's over there? Friend, family? He goes, I have a friend there I've known for a few years. He offered my a placenta stay for the summer.
You should send that to Damn You Autocorrect.
I really
should.
He
had Michelle on the show who co-runs that site.
I know.
So
offer my a placenta stay for the summer.
You should screen cap that and send it on over. And it would be funny because it's on Grindr and that, Adam for Adam or whatever it is.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, am I done?
All right. Have fun at Club Dragon. All right. Mm-hmm. My final thought. I'm going to plug this show. Listen any other week to this show and it'll be a better show. I promise. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Bitch!
It was fun.
This was like one of the best shows that this show has done ever.
Ever.
You wouldn't know because you don't listen.
I listened to like four.
But I will. We're on.
Shane, and we're did on like you episode listen six. To last? Did you listen to last week's show? Come on.
No, I didn't.
Rob, this, why would this I show listen? Took, it took six times for the show to get started. It's epic.
I just got to say, if you like how people sound in Harry Potter, then you will disagree with yourself.
I will plug Orange Lounge Radio because I've been doing that show for over 9 years. And it's.
You should plug the guild for the show.
That's not the guild for the show.
Well, that's where you play, so maybe you should change the name of the show.
Best Little Horde House on Durendan.
If you don't want to play with anybody, go there.
Stop it. There's plenty of people that play there. You just don't know because you don't play.
Neither do you. How would you
I check
know?
In at least.
Once a
I
week.
I do, too.
I checked in like 2 months ago. So.
All right. Extifer, your final thought.
I don't have one. I tried nothing and I'm all out of ideas.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
I can't make a penis joke. So, vagina, I'm done.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week on Horde House. Good night.
Night.
Whatever.
Ha ha ha!